Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of needs. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Oh, come on, Arnold. That's no word. What's ADDA?
You never heard of ADDA?
What does it mean? Use ADDA in a sentence.
Get out of here!
Arnold, try spelling this.
Hello?
Hi, Willis. Hey, where you been? Playing basketball?
No, Arnold. This is an orange with a gland condition.
Hey, Willis, there was a telephone call for you.
Who from?
Some guy named Lenny. He said that the tarantulas are coming over here to see you.
They are? Oh, man, I hope they tell me I'm in.
Who are the tarantulas?
Only the coolest club around here. If you're not a tarantula, you're just a lowly creep.
Don't worry, Willis. I like you as a lowly creep.
There's something I gotta do before they get here. Oh, man, I hope they say I'm in.
Oh, he's really excited about it.
Yeah, I felt the same way when I got accepted into my exclusive club, the Super Dudes.
Arnold, you were the only member of that club.
Shows you how exclusive it was.
All right.
All right. You didn't have to break the door down.
Oh, well, what have we got here? I'd break down anything to get to you, Foxy.
So what do you think you're doing?
Oh, if you don't know, I must be doing it wrong.
Keep your greasy meat hooks off my sister. Or you're asking for a fat kneecap.
Cool it, you little munchkin. Or I'll have to take you home and use you for a paperweight.
Hi, Kimberly.
Jimmy, what are you doing with these guys?
Oh, that's just how us tarantulas fool around. This is Lenny and Mike. Guys, this is Willis' sister and his little brother Arnold. Lenny's the chief of the tarantulas.
Yeah, you can say he's the big sting.
Sting? Do you end that with a G or a K?
Didn't I see you the other day carrying two new radial tires?
So? I found them.
Yeah, before somebody lost them.
Hey, Kimberly, got a match?
Jimmy, aren't you a little young to be smoking cigarettes?
Well, I'd smoke a candy bar, but they're kind of hard to light. Kind of hard to light.
Jimmy, don't you know that smoking can kill you?
It can.
Oh, call ambulance.
These guys are about as funny as the electric chair.
Hey, tarantula.
Hey, Willis, we got some good news and we got some bad news.
Yeah, look, BW, the bad news is you're going to have to come up with $30. Mm. The good news is you need the bread to buy a tarantula jacket.
All right, all right. Did you hear that? I'm a tarantula. Isn't that great news?
It's right up there with the bubonic plague.
He doesn't know what it means to be a tarantula.
It means we better call the exterminator.
Arnold, why don't you go take a swim in your fishbowl?
Say, Willis, man, you are one lucky dude. You joined up just in time for D-Day.
What's D-Day?
Well, I can't tell you to the day I decide we're going to do it. It's my own idea.
Yeah, even we don't know what it is.
But you're really going to dig it, Willis.
What are you going to do? Go to a pet store and rough up the puppies?
No, they'll probably find some old lady and force her to cross the street.
Don't pay any attention to them, Lenny. Hey, thanks, man. I'm a scratch.
Don't mention it, Willis.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
All right.
Talk to you.
All right, man.
Later.
Much later.
Man. Bye-bye. Oh.
Man, how about that? I'm a tarantula.
Look, I am really surprised at you. Those aren't the kind of guys you usually pal around with.
What do you mean?
She means they look like the Alcatraz Glee Club.
Bunch of jerks. Boy, that really makes me mad.
Well, what's the matter?
I thought I was going to get attacked coming out of the elevator right now.
Did Mrs. Harris from the third floor make a pass at you again?
Three teenage punks. Smoking, being loud, pushy, and rude.
Well, did they hurt you?
They sure did. They called me Gramps. I wonder how those jerks got into this building.
Dad, those were just my friends.
Your friends?
Yeah, the tarantulas. They were just fooling around.
Yeah, you know, playing pranks. Like throwing you out of a moving car.
They're one of the clubs in the neighborhood, and they voted me in. It's a big honor.
Oh, it is, huh? Well, I'm just voting you out.
Say what?
Well, I don't want you hanging around with kids like that. That's not a club, that's a gang.
Sure is.
But, Dad, you don't understand. They may look tough, but it's just an act.
I'm sorry, Willis, but those boys are trouble if I ever saw it. And from now on, I want you to stay away from them. Now, that's an order.
Oh, man. Talk about unreasonable. Kimberly, have you ever seen anybody so unreasonable?
I think Daddy's right.
Who asked you? Man. If I turn them down after they voted me in, the tarantulas all call me a turkey.
Oh, don't worry about what the tarantulas think, Willis. I know a lot of other people who think you're a turkey. That's my move, Abraham. Now here's your move. You beat me again. I'm sure you're not cheating.
Isn't Willis home yet, Arnold? I need to borrow his gym bag for my ballet class.
Oh, what's the matter with yours?
Well, it's too new. For ballet class, you've got to look funky.
Well, why don't you go looking like you do when you get up in the morning? You can out-funk Grizzly Adams.
Thanks, Arnold. I'll just ask Willis later.
Oh, just kidding. Maybe it's in a closet with a poster of that favorite team of his, the Dallas Cowgirls.
Just let me know if you find it.
Oh, dear, let's see. Gym bag. Glad I took the bowling ball off the top shelf.
What are you doing, Arnold? Spying on me?
No, Willis. I swear, Kimberly wanted to buy your bag and I was just cleaning it out.
Does she know about my jacket?
No, just me.
Don't you ever touch my stuff again.
Willis, you joined that club after Dad said not to.
So?
So why do you want to hang around with crummy guys like that for? Your brain must be having a meltdown.
Arnold, it's none of your business.
It is too my business, because if Dad finds out, he may ground you for the rest of your life, which means you won't have any dates, which means you'll never get married, which means I'll never have this room to myself, so don't tell me it's none of my business.
Well, Dad's not going to find out. I'm sure not going to tell him. And I know you won't think on your own brother, right?
Yes, I hear you talking.
Come on, Arnold. Listen, little brother. Dad's got it all wrong about the tarantulas. They aren't bad guys. They even lent me $30 to buy this jacket.
Then he must have sold those radial tires.
See, Arnold, you got the same wrong impression as Dad does. You gotta remember, Dad's from a different world than us. We're from the streets. He comes from a world of rich people. We got everything, like limousines, servants, monogram towels.
We had monogram towels back in Harlem.
No, we didn't, Arnold.
Sure we did. They said property of the Lenox Hotel.
Well, anyway, Arnold, Dad doesn't think like us. See, he thinks if you got a suit and tie on and your hair combed, you're cool. You know what a guy dressed like that means to us.
Yeah, he's dead laying in his coffin.
No, I mean, Dad thinks dressing like the tarantulas and horsing around a little bit makes them a gang. Get it?
I think so, Willis. You mean Dad doesn't understand about street people who've had it rough?
Right. His idea of rough is using cheap gas and limousine. So if I join the tarantulas, it's really not doing anything wrong. You dig?
I guess you're right, Willis.
Trust me, Arnold, I'd never steer you wrong. And since Dad doesn't understand about me joining the tarantulas, let's not say anything. And hey, maybe I'll get them to let you join someday, too.
Me and tarantula? Oh, man, I can't wait to put on on that red jacket and start tarantuling.
All right, Arnold. Hey, how about a couple of peanut butter sandwiches?
Hey, great idea. Let's make a couple for you, too.
I'll tell you what. You put this jacket away for me, and I'll go make them.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Look at that jacket. Handsome is handsome does. Don't nobody touch me. I'm red hot, ready to go.
Arnold, have you seen my...
Hi, Dad. Have I seen your what?
Where did that jacket come from?
What jacket?
George, yeah.
He joined that gang. That's Willis's jacket, isn't it?
Willis who?
Arnold.
Oh, no. Oh, this isn't Willis's jacket. I'm wearing this for a school play. Little Red Riding Hood. I play the big bag tarantula.
Let me have that.
Well, Dad, can I say something before you get mad?
I am past mad. I'm up to furious. Let me have that.
Well, see, Dad, you don't understand about street people. See, you come from a world where you use cheap gas in your limousine. Just because you like people dressed for a coffin doesn't mean that they can't have monogrammed towels.
Arnold, if you're trying to confuse me, it worked. Now, give me that jacket.
Yes, sir. But if you say anything to Willis, he'll think I squeal.
I'm sorry, but your brother is going to be punished.
But can't you punish him without saying why?
How would I do that?
Write him a note grounding him and sign it anonymous?
I'll clean out my gym bag and give it to you later, Kimberly.
Thanks, Willis.
Willis?
Huh?
I'd like to talk to you.
Sure, Dad.
Tell me, how did the tarantulas take it when you told them you wouldn't join?
Oh, how did they take it, Dad? Hard, Dad. Real hard.
I see. And tell me, when you told them...
Hi, Dad. Hi, Willis. Hi, Kimberly.
Willis, you lied to me.
Oh, Willis.
I should have known a nerd like you would blab.
I'm not the nerd. Dad is. I mean, I didn't blab. He caught me wearing the jacket.
Don't take it out on Arnold because you disobeyed me.
But, Dad, you don't understand.
Yes, I do. I want you to take this jacket back and quit that gang.
I can't do that, Dad. I already promised I'd be one of them.
Well, you're pretty good at breaking promises.
He's got you there, Willis.
And for disobeying me, except for going to school, you will not go out of this house for a week.
A week?
You want to try for a month?
Oh, come
on, Dad.
How
about a year?
Well, you're behind, Willis.
I am very disappointed in you, Willis.
I'm glad you're not going to be one of them. Those guys are nowhere.
I'm sorry, but it really wasn't my fault, big brother.
Arnold, from now on, you don't have a big brother.
What do you mean?
I'm erasing you from my mind forever, you squealer.
Squealer? Hi, Willis.
What you reading?
Can I get you anything? Did you know your pants are on fire? Come on, Willis. Won't you please talk to me? You haven't said a word all day.
That's weird. I keep hearing this annoying little voice. Abraham, have you learned to talk?
Okay, Willis, don't talk to me. I can have a better conversation with myself. Hi, Willis. How are you? Fine, Arnold. You're looking extremely cool today. Give me five. I'm proud to be your brother. And now back to Arnold.
Shut up, Arnold.
Oh, thanks for talking to me, Willis.
Because of you, all the tarantulas came down today and made fun of me. I'm ashamed to be seen.
Man, Wills, I'm sorry, but I wish there was something I could do to make you feel better.
Oh, you can.
What, anything? Tell me, what?
Make like it be and buzz off.
You know, you're really mean, Willis. You're the kind of guy that sends calendars to a man in prison.
Hello. I'm Mr. Clark, Jimmy's father. Is Willis home? I've got to talk to him.
Oh, Willis?
Yes. He and Jimmy both belong to the Tarantulas, and I'm afraid there's going to be trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah. Is Willis home?
No. See, he isn't here. He's away at summer camp.
In April?
Well, it takes him a while to set up his tent.
Please, young man, it's urgent that I speak to Willis. Please, I have to speak to him. It's
I'm
important.
Willis. What's going on?
My goodness. Willis, I'm Jimmy Clark's father. Now, I heard him say that you were in the Tarantulas, and none of his other friends are home.
What's the problem?
Well, what is this D-Day the Tarantulas have got planned?
D-Day? What's that?
Willis, when the Tarantulas are here, don't you...
Shut up, Arnold.
Wait now. Willis, please. A friend of mine in the police force tipped me off that they're expecting trouble from the Tarantulas, and I found a receipt in Jimmy's room for 24 cans of spray paint.
Well, maybe he was going to paint his bike.
Sure, on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Stay out of this.
Look, I know what gangs do with spray paint. Willis, are you sure you don't know anything about this D-Day?
I'm sorry I can't help you, Mr. Clark.
All right. I just hope I can find them before it's too late.
Willis, what'd you do, sprain your brain? How come you didn't tell them about D-Day?
Because I'm not a squealer.
Well, Willis, if the police are involved, I'm sure the Tarantulas aren't throwing a pajama party.
So what? They're still my friends.
Boss, where are you going? You're not going to join them again, are you?
It's none of your business.
You can't go out. You're grounded.
Arnold, you just keep your mouth shut, and I'll be back before Dad gets home.
He better be. Dad comes home, and you're not here. He's going to take away your breathing privileges.
Oh, hi, Arnold. Ballet class was just terrific today. Well, I better get Willis back his bag.
No, wait. Wait. Don't go off there.
Why not?
He's taking a bath.
In the afternoon, how come?
He got a new rubber duck and he wanted to try it out. Hello.
Arnold, it's me.
Me who?
Willis.
Oh, hi, Willis.
Oh. Willis, since when do we have a phone in the bathtub?
Arnold, listen very carefully because I only get one phone call.
Why? Are you in jail?
Yes, Arnold, I'm in jail.
What you talking about, Willis?
Arnold, I really am.
Man, what are you doing in jail?
Willis is in jail. Willis, this is Kimberly. What's happened?
I've been arrested.
Oh, Willis.
Well, what happened?
The police caught Willis with the tarantulas.
Oh, man. Dad better not find out, because if the cops don't fry Willis, Dad will.
You guys stop worrying. We're gonna beat this rap. We're kids. What can they do to us, huh? Maybe a couple of months in juvenile hall. Who cares?
I care. Man, is my dad gonna come down on me?
My dad is gonna kill me.
And my dad's gonna come down on me, and he's gonna kill me, and then he's really gonna get tough.
They're just trying to throw a scare into us. They can't put us in jail.
Lenny, what do you call this? A Christian Science reading room?
All right, you kids. I want you to give me the names of the rest of your gang that got away. Now, if you cooperate, I'll reduce the charge. Oh, so that's the way it's going to be, huh? Well, you can just sit in here till it's... Yo! You! Look at me when I talk to you. Don't I know you?
Who, me? Oh, no. You must have got me mixed up with somebody else.
I'm sure I've seen you before.
Well, a lot of people say I look like Billy D. Williams.
Willis, are you all right? Are they going to send you up the river?
That's it. This kid is your brother, and that's your sister. How's old Chubby Cheeks, huh? Remember me? Sergeant Morrison? You and your brother helped me catch a mug at that time.
How could I forget? You pinched my cheeks so hard, you dented my face.
One more time.
Oh, here it comes. Police brutality.
Oh, I love them cheeks.
Let my brother go over the wall. You can pinch him all you want.
Willis, how did you get mixed up with this bunch? And why won't you cooperate?
Because I'm no squealer.
Oh, Sergeant Morrison, please let my brother go.
I brought bail money. $12.58. And if that's not enough, I'll sign an IOU up to $3.
Well, Arnold, it's more complicated than that. Willis and these kids got caught spray-painting words all over the school walls.
That couldn't be Willis. He can hardly spell. Let him out.
Never mind, I'll be safer in this cell.
Hello, Sergeant Morrison.
Mr. Drummond.
So you squealed on me again, huh, Arnold?
No, he didn't, Willis. I phoned Daddy and left a message with his office.
What she did was right. She was worried about you. Willis, never in my worst nightmare did I dream I'd come here to visit you. I just can't believe this. Graffiti all over the school wall. Trashing the principal's office.
I offered to reduce the charge if they gave me the names of the rest of the gang.
Oh, you want us to cop a plea? No way. Nobody's saying nothing about nobody.
Willis, you're in enough trouble already. You better tell the sergeant what he wants to know.
I can't, Dad.
I'll tell you.
You shut up, Jimmy.
No, Lenny. I better do some talking. For all our sakes.
Run on! Spill your guts, jailbird!
You butt out, you little squirt!
You can't scare us!
Come on out, kid. We can talk about this in another room.
Mr. Drummond, Willis didn't have anything to do with this.
What do you mean?
He just came down to the school to try to stop us. But we wouldn't listen to him.
Is that the truth, Willis?
Yeah.
Ah, good for you, Willis.
Hey, let him out of there!
Come on, Willis. Willis, why didn't you tell that to Sergeant Morrison?
Because copping out is just as bad as squealing.
Willis, the jails are full of guys who wouldn't squeal.
Well, I guess we'll be going, Sergeant. Jimmy, I want to thank you for being so honest and courageous.
Yeah. Thanks, Jimmy, man.
It's okay. But I wish you had squealed on me. You'd have saved my neck.
Willis, if I had to do it again, I'd squeal on you right away.
Listen, Willis, stopping somebody from getting into trouble is not squealing. That's doing them a favor. That code of honor among thieves is just a bunch of bunk.
I'm sorry I didn't listen to you, Dad. And I'm sorry I gave you such a rough time, Arnold. Man, it sure feels good to be out of that cell.
I'm real proud of you, Willis. My brother, the ex-con.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. But the jeans, but they got different strokes. different strokes to take, different strokes.